I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tressiter. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy GMs. Hello, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello, Emily Tressiter.
It's me, Emily Tressiter.
Woo!
Woo, woo, woo!
So good.
Oh my gosh.
Does it sound like we're slowly losing our minds? Yes, because we are.
I mean, sure. That like woo, woo, woo just reminded me of something really exciting that's happened recently to me.
Something really exciting has happened recently?
Yes. Like hugely exciting.
Holy shit.
So, I was at home sitting in my lounge room.
Wow. Such a different, you know, thing to normal at the moment.
Yeah, let me just set the scene for you.
I was in my house because that's where I'm allowed to be.
Correct. And so I was sitting in the lounge room and I heard Mr. Whippy.
What?
Yes. And I'm like, what the hell? Mr. Whippy, like when does Mr. Whippy come around anymore, right?
The 90s.
I'm like super excited. I'm like literally like losing my mind. I'm like, this is so exciting.
Yeah.
And so I was like, this is so nostalgic. And I didn't really want an ice cream. Because
no, but you've got to go out for the thing.
Exactly. So I went out my front door and I like opened the door and it was literally like an old school, like proper old school Mr. Whippy. The guy that was driving it was like 80 years old. Like he's clearly owned it his whole life.
Yeah.
It was so exciting. And I just stood there for like, I don't know, 2 minutes just standing there being like, oh, those were the days.
But you didn't actually get an ice cream.
No, I've got a feeling. So like this couple walked up to the van to order, I think. And like whatever they said, they were like, oh, we don't have that. Like I think it was either card only or cash only or whatever.
I would imagine card only.
Yeah, so they but then I would imagine that the people would have had their card.
Yeah, that's
right.
True.
So that's thought maybe it was like cash only and then I was like, well, I don't have cash, so whatever. But it was like it was proper, you know, like how some ice cream trucks have just like tubs or like yeah, this was actual proper Mr. Whippy like soft serve.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. It was crazy. And it was literally on my street. Like, the Mr. Whippy was going down my street. It was so weird.
Also, you live on a one-way street as well.
Yes.
That's bizarre that it was. Yeah.
It was so
I love it.
Oh, I loved it too. I was like, this is the best day of my life.
Yeah, that's – when you said something exciting happened, that is genuinely exciting.
I know. I know. And I can't believe it, but I'd forgotten about it because – I don't know, like, I guess so much other exciting stuff's happened. But then when we were like, wheel, wheel, I was like, oh my gosh, that reminds me.
Oh my God, Mr. Whippy.
Yes. So I don't know if it's going to be like a frequent thing. Like, I can't remember what day it was. So hopefully, you know, I'll keep an ear out.
Yeah, I would. I mean, that being said, I have had plenty of ice cream over the last couple of weeks. Not Mr. Whippy ice cream.
I have not had any ice cream.
Well,
none.
It's like my favorite thing. So
I thought cake was your favorite thing.
Yeah, they chop and change, but both of them are my favorite thing.
And I guess getting good quality ice cream is probably easier than getting good quality cake. Especially where you are, yeah.
Especially where I am, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
The good ice cream places near me have still had the occasional like line at the front of them.
Yeah, that's wild.
Because, you know, there's only like two people allowed in the store at once, and then, you know, like there's obviously not nearly as many people there, but because there's only a couple of people allowed in the store at any one time, there's still occasionally like a significant line out the front of them. So people need ice cream, Emily. they need it.
No, I totally understand that. I think like it's kind of interesting because like obviously like at some stages you're like, oh, well, like probably not you. Vic lives on a very like busy
like, normally it's busy.
Well, not necessarily busy, that's the wrong word, but I mean like you've got pretty much everything. You've got like supermarkets, you've got ice cream places, you've got restaurants,
I don't have to leave my street. If I worked well, when I had a job, if my job was on that street, I would not have to leave my street.
Yeah, absolutely. Whereas like where I live, it's a little bit more I was going to say isolated, but that's the wrong word as well. So it's not isolated, but it's like it's
you have to go off your street for things.
Correct. Like I've got a supermarket quite close and I've got a bottle shop quite close and I've got some restaurants quite close, but the variety is not as like much. And at times you're like, ah, shit, I wish I lived somewhere that had like more stuff around it and like more variety. But then in isolation, I'm thinking to myself, it's probably better that I don't live on a street like yours, Vic, because I would literally just be like eating shit all the time.
Well, because I live quite close to a supermarket, we've been pretty good. We, on Friday nights, our new tradition is to support a local business. And that local business has the last few weeks been the pub that is very, very close to us because they're doing takeaway.
The pub's delivering.
Yeah. Well, yes, they do deliver, but we're like very close to it. So we walk down and get it.
That's crazy.
And so, yeah, we had like Palmer and chips.
Oh my gosh, you're making that. Now that I'm jealous of.
It was. And they're Palmer's. Oh, and they're chips. Oh my God. I'd forgotten how good their chips are.
Stop, my mouth watering.
They're so good. So I'm quite happy to have a Friday night Palmer every week right now, and just
yeah, that's amazing.
Oh, so good. And I have my Palmer without ham. I know, don't at me.
At her. Tell her she's wrong.
But I was like, oh, I wonder if I'm still allowed to make changes because they've got a really limited menu. Obviously, they're only like making five or so dishes. Their menu that they would normally make. And I was like, oh, am I able to get it without ham? She's like, yeah, of course. I'm like, oh, thank God.
I mean, you could always pick it off, but it's not the same.
It's not the same.
I think it's awesome that so many businesses, even like in a sort of restricted way, are still operating.
Yeah.
I think having one night a week where you support local businesses is a very good way of living your life.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're only at the moment doing one night a week. So I think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Most every other night we've been cooking to some degree.
What does that even mean?
Well,
like
I mean,
2 minute noodles.
Well, like one night this week I had noodles, and then the rest of the nights we have cooked like veggies and meat and stuff like that.
Honestly, so, this time of the year, like in Australia, it's coming into winter, and boy oh boy, is it like actually just.
Well, apparently yesterday was the coldest May day in 60 years.
Yeah, I heard
and
this.
And it felt it.
It was very cold. So I feel like at this time of year, noodles are like the way forward.
Yeah.
You can't complain with a bit of two-minute noodle action these days.
Yeah, the noodles that I get, they're not two-minute noodles, but they're like this Massaman curry noodle thing.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, you're supposed to put like all these shallot things, like they come with like five different packet of stuff in it.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to put all the different things in. And I'm like, no, I don't want any of that stuff. So literally I put the Massaman curry like stuff and then the coconut powder and that's it.
I don't want your peanuts.
I don't want your shallots. I don't want your little dried potato
bits.
Hey, oh coming from you.
I mean, yeah, exactly. Onion, that French means onion something. Dip. That's crazy that you know. Do you get this from the normal supermarket?
Yeah.
I have a fun fact for you if you want like a really easy, not you specifically, Vicky.
Okay.
But if you want like something super easy for like lunches when you're at home and you're like, you know, I don't know, busy doing nothing or whatever, and you're like, I can't be bothered cooking my lunch.
Yep.
I found, so you can get obviously like those rice packets or like the bowls of rice that are just 90 seconds in the microwave.
Yep.
Put one of them in the microwave. Then at Woolworths, they have a tuna,
sponsored
which is red
Woolworths.
Curry. Freaking wish. I don't know why
freaking
I said freaking,
wish.
I could say fuck. You can get these red curry flavored tuna, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you put the red curry flavored tuna in the rice, it literally just tastes like you're eating a curry. And it's like two things, takes a minute and a half.
Yeah. This is similar to what my sister does. She usually makes these rice things and just puts tuna in them and stuff. Yeah.
You've got to tell her about the red curry flavored one because it literally is like a meal. It's amazing. It's so good.
I love that. Like, I've noticed a trend in these last few podcasts that we've done because, like, you know, normally we bring a story of things that we've done during the week. We have a guest on and we get them to have a story. In the when you bring it down, we haven't done anything, and all these podcasts have been about is food.
Yeah, true. Actually, I do have a pretty fun story for you.
Okay.
So, late last week, my boyfriend and I went for a 20-kilometer bike ride.
Oh, yes. You told me about this, and I was like, Jesus Christ. Yes. I mean, well done.
I'm very proud of you. It was a lot. I'm not going to lie. His bike is much faster than mine. And I also am just like, because I'm like, you know, doing Zumba and dancing and stuff, my body's just a little bit more achy. So it was a bit of a push to like ride for 20Ks, but we did it. We went like all around like the inner suburbs of Melbourne and it was really beautiful. Like we rode along a creek at some stages and like it was gorgeous. And at one stage, cause my boyfriend was always ahead of me cause he knew where we were going and also he was faster than me. So.
Sure.
He was like in front of me and like occasionally like when there weren't other people on the road, like we would talk from our bikes. So like he would yell out and be like, oh, like look at that. And I'd be like, oh, that's really cool. Looks awesome. Or like I'd be like, slow the fuck down. Or like,
you know. I was going to say, it was more that, wasn't it?
Just regular chats, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, at one stage we were like riding on this like sort of semi dirt path and he said something and I said something. And as I said something, my bike like went over like a sort of dusty / wet bit of dirt.
Oh, no.
And I literally ate dirt.
Oh, no.
Literally. No. And then for the next like 10 minutes of my ride, I was like, I can't believe I just literally ate dirt.
Did you have a bottle of water with you?
Yeah, but it was on his bike. So I had to wait until the next time we stopped. So I was just literally just munching on dirt for a bit.
That's okay.
But it was
like
amazing.
That. I don't like that phrasing, munching on dirt. I don't love it. I got to be honest.
No? Not a fan?
Not a fan of munching on dirt.
Well, fair enough.
All I was going to tell you, all I've been doing is this goddamn puzzle that I bought. It finally arrived.
Yes, the puzzle of doom.
It's from the NGV and it's of a cause work of art, which is like based on Snoopy, and it's beautiful and I love the art and I wish I just had the art as well. It's so nice.
Do you think you'll frame it when you finish it so that you do kind of have the art?
Yeah, well, I was thinking about that. I don't know how I'd go about doing it, but yes, I would really like to do that.
I think you'd have to put it on a piece of cardboard, then flip it, then contact the back.
You can get those puzzle mats as well.
Oh, yeah.
I was wondering if
But don't you have to build it on the mat?
Yeah.
So you've already fucked that, actually.
Yeah, we have. But I was quite prepared for this puzzle to be, like, the death of me.
Yeah.
I hate it. Like, I don't hate puzzles. I just get frustrated really quickly. And when I can't find bits that go in places, I just throw a little hissy fit and walk away.
Right.
But
the best way to puzzle, I hear.
Yeah, exactly. But this, surprisingly, we've been doing quite well.
Yeah. I think maybe put a picture of the
puzzle. I will just send you this picture so you can know what I'm talking about. But because it's not an easy puzzle. One, it's in the shape of Snoopy, so it's not even like a square thing. And all the things that like...
Yeah, you're almost done, basically.
Yeah, we're doing pretty well.
Yeah.
But like there's bits that I was like, oh, that's an edge. Wait, no, it's not an edge. And this bit I'm like, well, this definitely can't be an edge bit. Oh, fuck, yes, it is an edge. This is an edge bit. So normally the way I would do puzzles is find the edges. And then do the inside. That was literally not possible with this one. So
wild.
I've gone from doing no puzzles to doing the hardest goddamn puzzle.
Okay, no. I object. No.
But
not
I have
the hardest puzzle.
No. But it's, I mean, for someone who's not good at them.
Yeah.
It's been an effort.
Yeah, no, I can totally see that. It looks, in my opinion, it looks pretty fun, to be honest.
It's been really nice.
Yeah, this is what I've been telling you. Puzzles are great.
I've been, like, listening to a podcast and doing that.
And, like, even if it's difficult, like, when you find that piece or, like, you know, there was that one piece I couldn't find for, like, 5 days.
Yes.
And then that moment when I found it is so exhilarating.
Literally live on the podcast.
Yeah, it was so exhilarating. Good. Like, that's – you can't replicate that emotion right now.
No, that's true.
Especially in, like, the climate, you know?
Yes. But yeah, the thrill – the problem with this one is we think we've got maybe a wrong piece or an extra piece.
Oh, you always think that when you're halfway through a puzzle.
Well, this is the thing. But, like, there's, like, a ready orange, like, stripe through the middle that we have finished, right? And it's the only place that color appears on the puzzle.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
But we have one extra piece that's that color.
I don't know. I'm skeptical because, like, literally.
No. I would love for it to find its home.
The amount of times throughout the previous puzzle that I was doing that I was like, oh, we're missing a piece. We don't have the right piece. And then, like, at the end, I was like, okay, we had all the pieces.
If I was missing a piece, like, I wouldn't know yet. But
yeah, exactly.
I'm pretty sure we have an extra piece. So
that could be controversial. That could fuck you up in the long run. Only time will tell.
Yeah. The other thing is we've discovered that the box artwork isn't 100% correct.
See?
Yeah.
So maybe.
So, because there's a bit down the bottom that is supposed, like, according to the box, is white, but the puzzle pieces are green.
See? So yeah. there could be like a rogue orange bit that's
orange
just not
bit
on the picture.
That's what I'm holding hope. I'm clinging to that at the moment.
I mean, honestly, in times like these, if puzzle manufacturers are fucking with people like that, they're just going to go under.
Oh.
You can't be messing with people's emotions like that.
Well, this is the NGV, so I reckon they're
not
doing
great. Yeah, but they
didn't
make the puzzle.
Well, this one was especially made for the NGV.
Yeah, so there's a Mr. Puzzle Maker somewhere.
Somewhere that made it for the NGV.
Relying on his contract with the NGV. And all I'm saying
you
is
don't want
Mr.
To
Puzzle
screw
Man.
Over the NGV.
Exactly. Or the Hamlins. So.
Or, yeah, you do not want to fuck with the Hamlins.
Well, yeah.
That's my goal for this week is to finish that puzzle. And
we're
going
to have to get an update.
Oh, yeah.
Next episode, see if you. If that orange rogue piece is meant to...
Actually has a spot.
If Mr. Puzzle has a job anymore, you know?
Yeah, well my sister had to put it in the box because she was like, it's giving me anxiety. It needs to go away now.
I think you just can't force that. Like the moment that you find where it belongs will be the moment that it's supposed to be found, you know?
Yeah. We're just going to leave it in the box, do the rest of the puzzle, and then if it has a home after that, good for it. And if it doesn't, what the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, then we'll just laugh about it for years to come.
Years and years. What did you do in ISO? Oh, I lost my mind over a puzzle maker.
I mean,
and then I went to his place of employment and slapped him in the face.
With a glove, obviously, not with my actual
obviously
hand.
Obviously with a glove.
Well, in slightly, I guess, not as traumatic news, I think I told this story on a pod before how my boyfriend and I went to get a barrel from an old lady. Have I told you this story?
You've definitely told me this. I think you've told it on a pod, yes.
Quick recap. We wanted to get a barrel that you can, you know, like barrel aged stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
Our preference is Negronis.
Because,
we want a barrel
because you
Negronis.
Live in the northern suburbs, and that's what you
You know, I was
do.
actually Dan Murphy's the other day, and I saw that these barrels are $255 there.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. And we got like a proper like old school one that actually has like, it's like rum soaked or whatever. Like it actually has flavor from this old lady in about half an hour away that was selling it for $25.
Jesus.
And we were like, that is literally a steal. Like they don't know how much that's worth. That's crazy. And
so you're, what you're saying is you robbed an old lady.
Well, no. I don't make the price. I'm not going to go to someone and be like, yo, put your price up.
Okay.
No, and you know what? We weren't the only ones that were going to rob that old lady because apparently she had like 10 or 15 people waiting behind us. Like if we didn't come through and for it. Yeah.
I mean, it was a steal, of course.
Exactly. It was like a bargain. Anyway, so we went to this old lady's house and she actually at the time was having like a bit of a garage sale. And so in her back room, she had like a bunch of clothes and stuff that were on hangers and they were all her mum's clothes. So they were like, you know, really old school clothes.
Yeah.
And I found this dress for $3.
Oh, yes. I remember
which
this now.
Which I wear all the time.
Yeah.
So it's just an amazingly, you know, thrifty day for us. We got a dress. We got the barrel. Anyway, we brought the barrel home. We didn't really think much of the barrel for a while. Obviously, now we're in isolation. So now's the perfect time to like, you know,
absolutely,
start barrel aging stuff. So we put some water in the barrel to see if it was watertight.
Mm-hmm.
It was not. So then it took a few days of putting like boiling hot water to like make the wood expand and like the wax all sort of like fill the holes and it worked, right? So this week we've actually put in a bunch of Negroni ingredients to barrel age the Negroni and I'm staring at the barrel right now.
That's so nice. I love
that. Yeah.
Apart from the fact that I do not like Negroni, but apart from that, that sounds wonderful.
The main part of that I hate, but everything else, great story.
I love that for you.
Thank you.
I'm keeping my local Bottle-O afloat with my six-pack of cider buying.
I was like, you're not, though.
No, I'm absolutely not.
But everyone is doing that same thing, so.
Yes. Well, yeah, no, I mean, what else is there to do, Emily?
I mean, you're telling me.
Get drunk.
I just barrel-aged some Negronis. Like, I understand.
Yeah.
But now the problem is, you know, in order to barrel-age, you need to age it. You can't just drink it.
How long do you have to age it for?
Well, if you ask my housemates, 20 minutes. If you ask my boyfriend, at least 3 weeks. So
3 weeks. Okay. See, I was wondering if this is like a year-long process or something?
I mean,
like that,
the longer you leave it, the more flavor it would absorb, right?
Okay.
But also, like, this is a test run, so we don't even know really what the barrel is going to taste like. You know, I'm concerned that if you leave it in too long and the flavors are shit, then you're just fucking up, like, a liter of Negroni.
Yeah, that's fair. How much does a liter of Negroni cost?
Well, I mean, so you can tell you don't drink Negronis.
Nope.
So there are three ingredients in a Negroni, so a bottle of gin, a bottle of Campari, and a bottle of vermouth.
Yeah.
So, well, not a bottle. In a standard Negroni, you get a shot of each, but in this barrel, there's a bottle of each, right?
Sure.
So that's probably like 60, 30, 40, $130.
Okay.
That was quick math. I'm very proud of myself.
You assume it was right.
It was
well, yeah,
right.
60 and 40 is 100 plus 30, 130. Well done.
Yes. Thank you. Thanks so much. Don't
no
come at me. You're not good at maths either.
I'm terrible. I'm worse than you.
Exactly. So you're fact checking me now?
No,
I don't think so.
Not when it comes to numbers. Absolutely not. I was just proud of myself that I could work it out quickly as well.
Yeah, no, that is, it's quite impressive. But yeah,
thank
so that's
you.
That's
thank
another
you.
Little oh. crafty thing we're doing.
One of my high school friends has all of my high school friends have children. But one of them in particular put a video up of her 4-year-old son, 3-year-old son, preschool. He's not in school yet. And they put up they have a whiteboard in their house that obviously the older daughter has been doing like some of her schoolwork on and everything like that. And he has been, learning math. And he's been doing like all of these addition things, and like he'll be like, okay, so 6 + 1 = 7, and just writing it all down. And this is like a 3 or 4 year old, and I'm like, that kid,
that's so impressive,
is like 5 minutes away from being better at maths than me.
That's amazing. It's that's so cool.
Really scary. Like his dad is a primary school teacher, so I'm sure he has a bit of a, you know, but still, like, I just was like floored that this kid had. He was just so good at this basic math thing. And I was like, nah, I was like struggling in primary school to do this, and he's got it before primary school.
Yeah. I mean, that's an amazing use of time though.
Oh yeah.
So like, I feel like, you know, you may as well use your ISO to get better at something, even if you're 4 or 3.
Yeah, this 4-year-old kid is crushing ISO.
Yeah. No, he's crushing it. Speaking of crushing ISO, just a quick little tidbit for anyone that needs, you know, a bit of cheering up in their day. Go to Instagram, go to The Rock's Instagram.
Oh, my God.
Scroll through and see any little video that has him and his little daughter in it. And it is so cute because he sings his song from Moana to the daughter. And she loves it, and she'll finish the lyrics and stuff, and he'll like sing it to her to go to bed. And
it was so cute.
There's a few, he just uploaded a new, not today, maybe a couple of days ago, uploaded a new one, which is him singing the song. And then when he finishes, he's like, oh yeah, daddy's Maui. And she's like, no, you're not. Yeah,
Maui
he's really funny.
So much better.
If you want a little smile for your day, I think I highly recommend that this week.
So cute. Emily's ISO tip for this week, cry at videos of The Rock.
Yeah, totally. Also, I discovered from doing that like little stalk of his Insta, because I wanted to see more videos.
I thought you were going to say cry.
He's the fourth most followed person in the world on Instagram. He's above Beyonce. He's above Kylie Jenner. He's above Justin Bieber. Name another person. He's above them.
Well, maybe that gives credence to when Will Anderson was on our podcast, what he said, in that the fact that he thinks that The Rock might be the most famous person in the world.
Well, so above The Rock, right? Mm. It is Instagram itself.
Yeah, okay.
It is Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
A soccer player.
Ronaldo, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't follow him, obviously.
Yeah. He's the most famous soccer player in the world.
Right. See, but isn't that crazy that the most famous soccer player is more famous than The Rock?
No.
No?
I think that I'm just thinking about all of the countries that, like, would love Ronaldo, and it'd be all of Europe and all of, like, South America as well.
Yeah, true.
And South America seems to be quite prolific on Instagram. Like, it's their favored platform.
Yeah, right.
So I think that might boost
have something to do with it. And yeah. I think maybe the only other person in front of him is Selena Gomez.
Interesting.
Oh, actually, sorry, Ariana Grande.
Still interesting. Because wasn't Kylie the most followed person for a while?
No, I think she got like the most likes on a photo, maybe.
Oh, okay, right. That's what it was.
Because she's definitely
or that egg thing.
Yes. Or yeah. was that Kim Kardashian? I don't know. One of the Kardashians was meant to be like huge on Instagram, but turns out The Rock is bigger than them on Instagram, which
I mean,
personally really like.
Yes. I'd much rather have The Rock at the top than any of the Kardashian Jenner.
And with his dad content these days, I tell you what, there's nothing not to love.
Yeah, that's, so adorable.
Speaking about nothing not to love, Vic and I have started a Patreon. So if you want to see our faces as well as hear our banter, play some games with us, there's a number of different fun things that we're uploading there. So if you want to support us during this time, if you can, we would love for you to show us some support through Patreon, and you'll be able to get access to some really exclusive content.
Yeah, we're going to have video content and bonus podcasts and all the stuff. So,
And this time we mean it.
We've got nothing else to do, so.
Yeah, no, this time we really, really mean it. So if you're bored for sure and you love our content, please do not hesitate to become a patron of our crafts.
I know I'm throwing you under the bus with this right now, like, and bringing it up on the podcast, but I was thinking that maybe we could start like a goal, and if we get like a certain amount of followers, we can do some live stuff, because then we know that people are actually going to watch.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah. But like, well, if we can hit a goal of however many Patreons, like supporters that we have, we can maybe do some live stuff. I think that would be cool.
Yeah. Why not? Love a bit of live stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing can be edited. Anything could happen. That would be so exciting.
Anything could happen. Because I edit the like so much out of these podcasts as with these.
That's a lie.
So much.
I'm sure you can tell that that's a lie.
Me? What? Lie?
No. No, I meant like clearly we don't edit huge amounts of our podcasts.
Nope.
You're getting raw, unfiltered content, baby.
I was going to say, like, I have the time to do that, but I absolutely do now. But like, sorry, but like, I have the mental energy to do that.
If anything,
absolutely not.
These isolation podcasts should have like sound effects. There should be like fucking, I don't know what else you can do with sound, but I don't know.
Just sound effects.
Yeah.
No.
Something like that. Maybe in the Mr. Whippy story, it can
Ooh,
be.
Ooh, I could just put like a little Mr. Whippy thing.
Yeah.
In the
okay.
Background.
No, don't do that. It's fine.
Okay. All
right. Yeah, so do support us there if you can. We would absolutely love to see you there supporting us. If not, we hope you're enjoying the podcast in isolation. We will be back with another amazing podcast in just a bit.
Just a bit.
And, you know, stay in contact. Let us know if you're enjoying the pods. Let us know if you want us to talk about anything specific. And also just say hi. It's nice to have human interaction at this stage.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything, so just... I know I said don't at me before, but at me, just not about whatever it was I said don't at me about before.
There you go. Perfect.
My brain is slowly dying, so I do not remember what I talked about 20 minutes ago.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. Don't stress. But we'll be back with some more content. You'll find out if Vicky finished her puzzle, and I'll let you know how the barrel-aged Negronis are going. Very, Ooh. Very fire content for you.
Just... That's like a fire sound effect noise.
Oh, okay. It sounded a bit like a shit, I don't know. Not a fire, let's just say that.
No, it was like, you know, sizzle, like shh.
Oh, okay. Spicy, okay.
Thank you.
So we'll be back with more content very shortly, and don't forget to check out our Patreon. Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.